be immediately received.
So the I don't know if someone talked about this already, but the parasha starts. The second pasuk is David b'nei Yisrael leimor isha kisazria v'yoldezach. That a lady isha kisazria v'yoldezach, she gives birth to a zachar, to a boy. The Tomei Shivas Yomim, and she's Tomei for 7 days. And then the pasuk says, etc. The next pasuk says, Vayom HaShmini Imo B'Sar HaLosso. So the next pasuk talks about a bris. So the Kli Yaakov over here, he asks, he says like this, Chazal tell us on the pasuk, Isha Kisazriya V'Yol D'Zachar, Omer Rabbi Yisrael Nizal, Isha Mazriya T'chila Yoledes Nekeva, Isha Mazaz T'chila Yoledes Zachar. So if the ish is mazriya first, whatever that means, then the child's going to be in the keva. And if the isha is mazriya trina, then the child's going to be a zachar. But mefarshim kosvu sheze inyan tivi, mefarshim said that's something natural. Because, so the Kli Yaakov asked, ma tzorech bodoas inyan ziv parsha zu, hamedabes betumas yoledes shiva, etc. Why does the Torah teach us this rule that the Isha Mazras Trila then is going to be a Zachar, and if the Isha Mazras Trila is going to be in a Keva, why Dafka in this parsha over here is it found? That's kasha number one, he says. Va'oid, second kasha, is my inin mitzvahs mila lekan. Right, the next pasuk is going to be Be'yom HaShmini Yimor B'Sar Allah. So why over here is the, what's the Shaykhus of Bris Mila? We're talking about Tumas Aisha, right? So why mention over here the inin of Bris Mila? So he says, the Chazal answer that kasha. Chazal say the reason is Kadei Shelo Yiyu, Akol Smechim Va'Aviv Imot Sevim, is telling you why that the Isha after 7 days is not tame anymore because why do you wait for 8 days for a bris? Shelo you call Akol Smechim Va'Aviv Imot Va'Aviv Imot Sevim because they're asked to each other. So since she has two mashiva, so the bris is in the 8th day, so that she doesn't have two mashiva anymore, so that she does not tame anymore. So that can be mutter. That's what Chazal said. But he says like this. The Kliyakar says that kedei liyashiv kol akushis b'derech echad. These two questions he wants to answer in one way. Oy marani shekol zeh nimshach b'derech teva min chet hakodem. All this, I guess, this whole parsha comes about, or these things come about. B'derech teva min achet akodem because of the chet of Adam Arishon. Shenemar, and he goes on to say ki achet akodem shel Chava, who makor nifsach the domim tameim, right? That the chet of Chava by the chet of Eitz Hadas, right? That's the makor for domim tameim. As we know, dam nidom and dam yoledes, right, come specifically because of the chet of Chava, like the pasuk says, "Oh, of Yisrael Avdimye," right, etc. Elish nektipi domim dam nida v'dam besulim, not dam yoledes, dam nida v'dam besulim. So since it comes from the chet, both of them, the source of this dam is from the chet of Adam Rishon. Ki kol anoshim tzichim tara al chet Rishon, all noshim need a tara because of the chet of Adam Rishon. Asher mimenu nispashta atuma v'azuma ba'olam, that because of this chet, so the tuma and the zuma is spread in the world. Megaram lechol anoladim tuma shiva, and this cause, I think it means all the people that give birth to have a tuma shiva. Ki lochot ha'adam, so he goes on to say, if a person would not have been chote, ha'kamalach elokim, he'd have been ha'kamalach elokim, etc. But because of the cheto husam men aruchnias, and he fell into the gashmis, and therefore he's under the seven, and that's why he's tamei for 7 days. So bottom line is the chet of Adam Arishon and the chet of Chava caused her specifically to have this tuma shiva. So he says like this then, v'zeh tam tuma shiva lo yeledes, ki kol zeh nimshala michet akod, mimena nispashta tuma, now, o mimena from her nispashta tuma b'zachar hanoylad, from the lady came the tuma to the child that's going to be born. Why? V'fisha isha mazaz t'chila yoledes zachar, because if she's yoledes mazaz t'chila, then she's going to have a boy. So the boy is more shaykh to her. And since the boy is shaykh to her, right? The im kain zera ha'isha ikha v'zofa andoila, the zera of the isha, she's more responsible, as if to say, for the zofa. Ve'in choshin the zera of, etc., etc. So therefore, therefore, there's hashpa on the son who's born from the mother to mashiva, but he also has to be tummy for seven, whatever that is, right? That's the orla which has tuma to it. So tuma, the orla somehow is connected, is also tummy. That's a result of the chet of chava. Right? So she was choyte. She's responsible for her son. So therefore, she's mamshich this tuma shiva onto her son, right? And Chazal tell us in the Gemara Pesachim, a poish min orla, a poish min a kever. So you see, a poish, someone separates from an orla, like it's poish from a kever. So you see, there's a tumor over there, right? So therefore, ken al ken dafka v'yom hashmini yimo. That's what dafka on the eighth day. There's going to be a bris. Kitaras imo, right? Kach taras anoylad mimeno. That from the tara of the mother, so to the tara of the son. So the son can't be tahor before 7 days because he has this tumor from his mother. Okay. Okay, so bottom line is, right, what this Kliyaka is saying is that Isha must be a Tchila, since she must be a Tchila, Yoled is Zohar, she's responsible for the Zohar, therefore that Zohar is going to have the same tumor that she has, right, and that's why for 7 days he has this tumor attached to him, which is the Orla, and on the eighth day he can get rid of it. And that's the Pshat in the Pasuk, he says, right, that the Pasuk talks about, we ask, why does the Pasuk talk about Mila? Why does the Pasuk tell us this din over here of Isha Mazvia Trilo? Answer is because it all extends from the Chet of Chava, that's why she has the dam. Therefore, the dam makes a tame, right? But that's why that tumor is Nimshach onto the blood. Okay? That's what he says. It's an unbelievable thing. So the woman's responsible for the child. That's why a boy has an orla. That orla is this tumor that's attached to him. On the eighth day, you can get rid of it because that's when the tumor leaves her. So the tumor leaves, you can get rid of the tumor by him as well. And he says a funny thing. At the end, he says, "Vezeh tam lahoshiv leminyan ma'omim im zocha yusukon basar saoron lekeva b'matita." Right? The minyan, they say, listen, a girl also should have something. Why is the boy special? He has a bris, right? So he says, for this reason, you understand that's not shaykh to a girl because the girl is from the father. The father somehow doesn't have this tumor from the chet of Adam HaRishon. Okay, that's what he says. But the question is, why is it that what the shaykh is, why dafka orla? Why is the orla the manifestation of this tumor in the lady? Right? Because that's what we're saying. That right? Because of her, then there's going to be tumor in him. That tumor manifests as an orla. Why dafka is the orla the thing that's connected to the tumor that comes from her? And the truth is that we find Adam HaRishon also. The Gemara in Sanhedrin brings Kama Kilkulim. I'm quoting from the Sefer Ene Yisrael. Kama Kilkulim Shenasu Ba'Adam HaRishon Adai Chetoy. Right, the Gemara in Sanhedrin brings down. One of them is Shenasu Moshech Ba'Al Asoy. Nasa Moshech Ba'Al Asoy means that somehow he had an Orla. So Adam HaRishon was born without an Orla. And afterwards, somehow, there was an orla, but now I'm not sure if it means that he was he pulled the skin over, but or it came on its own. He writes over here that this is an orla doraisa, right? Because there's no maisa mila. If there's a maisa mila, right, and then you have to pull, and then somehow the person pulls the skin over. So that's not really orla. So that's not really a oral. Right, it's considered, he covered over the Bris Kodesh, but it's not considered an oral minatorah. But over here he said it's an oral minatorah because he didn't have this orla beforehand. So it sounds like not only that he pulled out the skin, but it sounds like the skin was mamish an orla. But whatever it is, bottom line is after the chet, one of the manifestations of the chet by Adam HaRishon also was in an orla. Right? So the same question is, why Dafka could have chet of Adam? So both of them, so the chet of Chava caused an orla to the son that she's responsible for, right? And the chet of his chet caused also that there should be an orla. Or some of the result was an orla. Why is that? What's the shaykhs between orla and the chet of Adam? So I just want to share a thought over here that, so this is the end is where he asked, he says like this, We know that Adam Rishon came by Yom HaChochem Memele Mos Tomer. The pasuk says the day that you eat, you eat, you're going to die, right? Yichori didn't die; he lasted for another 930 years, right? So what do you mean by Yom HaChochem Memele Mos Tomer? So he says that Misa, there's a different havanas in what Misa is. Like you see that Kipshuto Misa is Netilas Anashama Min Aguf. Right? When the neshama leaves the goof, that's Misa. But you see the other dugmos, the mitzoris and mitz, onis and mitz, etc. Right? So bottom line, some type of chesaron is also sometimes called mitz. So he says over here, mamish interesting, he says that ha-chokhmah, the pasuk says that chokhmah techaya, chokhmah gives life. That's the pasuk says in Mishnah, in Koheles. Right? So bottom line, you see that that chokhmah is the chefta of chayim, is chokhmah. So he writes like this. This unbelievable thing. Adam Rishon Bechetoy nistalek mimenu immediately. Hatfisa amitis shel ha-seichel. He lost an element of seichel, right? Right away, right after the chet, and that's why it's called the misa, because ha-chokhmah techayev ba'aleah. He lost his chokhmah. Right, he lost his chokhmah, so therefore he doesn't have this chiyus. That's a lack of life. The misa that Adam Rishon got immediately was that now he's lacking this seichel. But nichnas litfisa shel dimyon, and he entered into the grasp of dimyon. Dimyon is imagination. Right? The pasuk says after the chet, vayifkechu einei shneihem, right, their eyes became pikhim. Right, so he says, right, tamua. Right, the sound vayifku, they became pikhim. Pikhim is a positive, right? Because of the chet, v'chir vichu pikhut b'chokhma. They got from the chet some type of b'chokhma. It doesn't make sense, right? We know that ein adam choyte elim ken nitnis avor ruach shtus. So obviously, must have had a ruach shtus then. So how is it possible that kod of the chet they became pikhim? So he says, unbelievable. This is like this. Pirshu Chazal, Shakavona shenifkechu eneim bishtusa dahai alma. Right? They became smart to the shtus of the world. Kloima, what does that mean? Dahaina oilam azeh hu oilam oivir. We know that the oilam azeh is a oilam that's transient, right? Umamash mishkra kaprozor. Kloima dinyone ha oilam mitzan atzmam hem shtus vehevel mamash. Everything, all the oilam agashmi mitzan atzmo is shtus and hevel. Right? Is barak mamash, right? Only what you can use for a tachlis has a kiyum. That's it. Umash ha'olam roi sa oilam azeh ka oilam mo leha noiz. I'm reading what he's saying. Right? That what a person sees this world full of hanois, and he's pulled after those pleasures. Who beemes dimyon gomor? That's just dimyon. Meaning to say, vayifchu, right? The koyach dimyon is lasos midava bilti mitziusi ledava mitziusi. The koyach of dimyon is to take something that has no mitzius and attribute to it mitzius, right? So that's what happened because of the chet, right? So the chet is vayifchu and eshneim. They didn't become smarter. Vayifchu and eshneim lishtusa da'almo became right. The grasp of the world changed. You know, instead of seeing the world as it is, as it's supposed to be, they saw now the Olam HaGashmi as a Matthias Bifnei Atzmo. Okay, so that's a result of the Chet. So he writes over here, right, Lahagde Inyan Zeh Be'esek HaVo, how did that apply to us? Right, so he says like this, and what's this connected to Mila? So he says, he brings down the Ramban, who gives the time for Mila. He says like this, since this Aver, of which the Mila is performed, Hu Rav HaMahuma VaTaiva, right, I don't know what Mahuma means, like, what, tumult, confusion, Rav HaMahuma VaTaiva, the Aver of the Bris is a Rav HaMahuma VaTaiva, right, Lochei Nitna Mitzvah Mila, therefore the Mitzvah Mila was given, Lezacheh HaSa'eva, or Lekatra, Sama to Mezacheh, to sublimate that Eva, to Mekadosh that Eva, etc. But the Eva Ba'atzmoy is Rav HaMuma Ba'ataiva. What does it mean? HaMuvan, what does it mean, Rav HaMuma Ba'ataiva? The Yesh Bo HaNetia Lishtakeh B'dinin. Some of this Eva has the Netia to make a person Shakua in Dimyon, which is the opposite of Seichel. The Eivah Ha'olada Korav Dishtakeh B'dimin Lotzes Mitaiva L'taiva, that it can go from one taiva to the next, B'dim Atzorim, with anything, nothing holding it back. So bottom line, he says, that's why Adam, the Mis of Adam HaRishon how did it manifest itself in Vayifkhu Eshneim, right? That they became the world now became a world of dimyon, right? They looked at the world in a completely different way, right? And it manifested in the guf on the makom ha'aver, right, which is connected to dimyon. That's where it manifests itself, right? Right, and that's why there's a mitzvah of bris milah, somehow to tame that aver that's connected to dimyon. So according to this, right, so maybe you can say the same thing by Chava, right? So both of them, in other Adam Rishon Padachet, Vayivchen Eshneim, both of them came into this world of dimyon. Since they came into the world of dimyon, that's why, right, she's responsible for the Zohar, that's why the Zohar has an Orla, right? And the same thing, Adam Rishon himself, that was also in the Chet, he also had an Orla as a result of the Chet, because the Chet meant now that we're living in an Olam HaDimyon, and that's the manifestation of that. So just one more thing, just quickly, why should it be that the Chet really manifested in this world of Dimyon, right, that it fell into the world of Dimyon? So the pasuk says, "V'anochesh haya orim mikol chayes asodeh." So the Svona brings down an unbelievable thing. He brings down a Pirkei D'Rabbi Eliezer. The Pirkei D'Rabbi Eliezer says like this: that the v'anochesh on the pasuk v'anochesh haya orim. Right. So ukvar omru chazal shehaya the samach mem. Right. That's, I guess, the malach of tumah, etc. Roichev olav rode on the nachash. But who? What does that mean? That by it says in Chazal that I think that the Samach Mem was looking. Who's going to help me to be able to entice, for the Chet of Adam and Rishon, to entice Chava? So says, the Nachash will do it. Why? Because the Nachash is Arum, right? What does that mean? He said like this: Who? Shakoyach hamisave, the koyach of Taiva, hamachti, that makes a person do an avera. Yaseze beemtzos hakoyach hamedame, can only do it with the koyach of Dimyon. Right, hamovel elav, etc. Meaning to say, like this: if a person wouldn't have a koach of dimyon, he'd never want to do anything. Meaning to say, he sees something delicious over here, that's treif, he wants to eat it. Right, but bottom line is, right, he's never going to eat that. Hashem said, no, it's bad. Right, so you need this koach of dimyon, right, the koach of dimyon that there's going to be, I'm going to gain from it. It's going to be etc., etc. That koach of dimyon conjures me up a picture. Right, and then that, so in other words, taiva can't work without dimyon. Right? So that was the source of the chet. So the Samach Mem rode on the Nachash, and that's how to mefate the Chava, right? By what? By enticing her with Dimyon. So therefore it makes sense that she went after that Dimyon, and now she became Shakua in Dimyon. Right? That's where the Chet resulted in Dimyon. Anyway, so that's the thought, right? That bottom line is both the tumor, whatever came from the Chet of Adam Rishon, was connected to Dimyon, and that landed us in the world of Dimyon. Right? And that's where we live, in a world of Dimyon, that we see the reality. Not, we don't see reality as it really is, and we live in a world of demon, thinking that the hanos and the gashmis of this world has some type of intrinsic value, when really it doesn't. Wow.